And I think that's competency. And so absolutely a good realtor is going to sit down and show them days on the market and list a sales price percentage so that they can make good choices and do a competitive market analysis so that they will know what they should offer and not end up losing that dream home.
Well, and as a realtor, what I like doing is I do this, we call them a CMA, which is competitive market analysis, which is like a, for lack of a better term, a mini appraisal. It's not an appraisal, but just from the realtor. And sometimes present it even with the offer they're bringing and say, this is why we're offering what we're offering, because this is what we're showing the value to be.
And I think that's really great, because when you have somebody represent you, then as the buyer, you absolutely, if it was priced way too much and now your agent's showing you a competitive market analysis, you can actually have that to support your offer.
100%.
And the listing agent would then present it, and the seller would face the facts. And maybe the listing agent told them, but they didn't listen. And so that helps everybody. It's a win-win. It's all about win-win situation.
It is. I mean, and mostly, I think you need to be, it is what, I love what she just said, win-win, and being fair.
Absolutely.
But contracts are set up to lean one way or another from the very, very first part of it. And let's talk about that just for a little bit. As the buyer, and I'm representing the buyer, you know, it says, who pays for the title policy? Well, typically it's always been the seller. But now in our new contracts, you know, that's
it's negotiable.
On our survey. And I know you've talked about this several times. A lot of people, we can still use an older survey sometimes.
Right.
For the change. But there's also in there to where we want the added benefit, to the additional coverage.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm representing the buyer, I'm going to put that in there.
Absolutely.
Well, the seller doesn't, I don't want to pay. So there's so many steps in the contract alone to go over with the buyer to say, this is for your protection. This is for your protection. This is what we want to do. And probably going to have to negotiate some of that.
Right. And I think one of the things behind the scenes, again, where we talk about that 40 plus steps of things that buyers don't always see, is what are all the negotiating things that we do? You know, what do we have to know so we can help advise them with things like writing the offer to be sure that it's negotiated correctly?
And explaining it to our buyers in a fair way, say, if you're going to offer this price, which is low, and you're going to ask for a contingency, you're going to ask for this, it's not going to happen.
Right.
And I always, my buyers, and I tell them, I say, don't, if you're going to make an offer, make them at least think about it. Don't make them mad.
Right.
If this is the house you want to buy.
Well, and it really offends sellers when they get low offers. And sometimes that's where a buyer wants to go. But I think our job still is to help them see the facts. And if that's where they want to go, then it's a chance they're going to take. But having a good realtor who will do the numbers on the competitive market analysis helps that buyer see the facts. How many days on the market? Like you said, 150,000 range, you better grab it.
Yes.
Because it's going to be gone.
Well, and like, you know, we had one of my favorite banker buddies come to the office and was talking about, right? Well, they do bridge loans.
Right.
Well, if this is something you want and your wife just loves it to death, you may have to think about doing a bridge loan, which we help do that.
Right.
You know, it's putting whatever the puzzles together. But writing the contract the way the buyer wants it and explaining it to him to make sure that's what they're wanting to do.
Right.
I think it's
well,
huge.
And two, you just brought up bridge loans. Not many people know about bridge loans. So we might just, you know, kind of explain that a little bit, and the fact that that is, if you have equity in your house and you're really nervous, and I find because the older generation, which is what I am, goes like, well, I don't want to be left without a house to live in. So if you sell mine, where am I going to move? And a bridge loan would help secure taking that equity out, let me go ahead and find a new home, and feel comfortable that we could do simultaneous closings, and then I wouldn't have to worry about, well, what's going to happen and where am I going to live for 6 weeks or 2 months or whatever. It's a wonderful thing. Not many lenders do bridge loans.
And we actually have several here now.
I know.
And we better take a quick break and let them get a word in edgewise.
Okay.
Ready.
Welcome back to Real Estate and You. And we were just talking about bridge loans, which is it's an option. Some people say, ooh, I don't want to maybe have two house payments. So that may not be for you. But like in the Austin area and all that, or and what we're talking about here, around 150 below, you better be ready to pay and go quick if you want that house.
Right.
So that may be that option. But talking about the different financing with them too, whether it's VA, FHA, whatever's best for them. And there's so many other options. Getting with them, I always like to go with them to the lender and visit where they kind of have what's going on in the picture. But we've got the loan prepared. You know, we're writing the contract and we've gone through all the steps saying, you know, you can ask for all this, but is this really fair? Is, you know, if you really want it, let's make sure it's something they got to think about. So we get the contract prepared. We've done our CMA. We take it to the other agent. And let's say it all works perfect. We get it accepted. They said, well, you did your... No, that's... Now we're just barely getting started.
Oh, yeah.
First off, we're going to have three or four inspectors. We do have good inspectors here. We're going to recommend probably all four of them I do. And they pick one. So we're going to get the house inspected. And this is what I do. And I wish everybody would do this. Tell them the inspector's going to rip this house apart. So when you,
that's
so,
what they
so,
do.
So they don't have the fear factor. Right. When they get that inspection report and they go, oh, my God. And I tell my partner, you know what? Here's what this looks like. You can see the paint over there chipped. You can see this. This inspection report, if it has something like maybe a bad slab or a bad roof or bad wiring, that's something that nobody knew about, and we're going to readdress this. But most of the time we see as is in the contract with an option
right.
period.
Right.
And the option period, we've done the inspection. But you can tell when the realtor, the buyer broker, has represented the buyer and helped him and educated him, and when he's done nothing.
Right.
When they come back and they say, we want every light bulb replaced. We want, you know, to repaint the whole house, which right. isn't...
And I think
for.
That's one of the biggest negotiating that we do is to actually start from the beginning to say to a seller, and I heard an agent say this, and I just loved it. So I've now just copied it, and I said, once you say it three times, it's yours. So now it's mine. And that is, she'll just sit with her buyers, and she'll say, now, you know, if you want new, we can look at new. If we do new, we have a few warranties. If we buy resale, we don't have that. Now, there is some protection for you in the fact that I'll talk to you about home warranties, and we can talk about and go down that track. But you need to know that when that inspector comes out, he's working for you, and he is going to do just like you said, Scott, going to rip that baby apart. It could be 36 pages, mm-hmm. but I want to remind you that when we buy resale, that's what their job is. And that's okay, but that does not mean the seller's going to fix one thing, or but they might. So what she has them do, which is really cool, is once the inspector is there and they get the inspection report, she has them sit down with that and go through it, and she'll leave the room and say, I'm going to leave the room, go get us something to drink. When I come back, I want you to narrow it down to your top five, your top seven, in order of what's most important to least important. And then we're going to talk about that. And she comes back and they do that. And then comes the negotiation, because now you have to put that on an amendment and send it over to the listing agent to give to the seller. And the seller will either accept it or go jump in the creek. And sometimes, because there are, you know, we have a shortage of inventory, there may be a backup, and that may mean your negotiations are done and you're out of there. Mm-hmm. So you could lose the property at that point because you can't come to an agreement. So it's really important to understand that process.
And I love the way you just described that too. You're not. This isn't brand new. There's going to be some flaws. But we're not saying, like, if the roof's bad or if something major. But I still believe in our little West Texas town here, the sellers don't know. I mean, we've lived there for 20 years. You know, oh, I forgot that switch didn't work. We never used it.
Exactly.
Stuff like that. And the minor stuff, again, they're minor.
You know? They're minor.
And in my old office by the mall, we actually had termites, and it was right by the door. I never fixed it. He said, why aren't you going to fix that deal? Well, you treated for them. I said, because people get so scared. I said, there's two kind of houses, those that have termites and those that are going to get them.
Right.
And so I said, no, we had termites. I treated for it, got rid of them.
Yeah.
And just, because that's what it is. Wow. You know, you see this stuff on the Africa Channel where the termites are 10 foot tall. That's not in San Angelo.
Right.
So it's just stuff to deal with and help them through it.